Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve, September 18th, 2014. It's all the geek without the wait. Hello there, we're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Hopefully you're hanging out with us at the forums at GeekRadioDaily.com, Facebook, Twitter, all those fun things. Joining me today, the gentleman that really tries to understand where I'm coming from. It's Saucy.
Your logic makes me feel like a dick.
I'm sorry about that. It's just, hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
You just make shit up. You just make shit up all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, this date, September 18th, back in 1769, John Harris introduced the first spinet piano, which is like, from The Price is Right, the big wheel. But it was a piano, I guess, and it was the first one, and they made 20,000 of them, and that's why you still see them today. I have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
1830, the first locomotive built in America lost a 14-kilometer race against a horse.
Get a horse. 1895, David Daniel Palmer of Davenport, Iowa, gave the first chiropractic treatment and charged more than he should have.
1932, Peggy Entwistle climbed to the top of the famous Hollywood sign and committed suicide by jumping off the H.
Really? Well, okay. So, 1970, Jimi Hendrix died. He drowned in a pool of his own vomit. Do you have any idea how much vomit it takes to fill up a pool?
I was going to take that part out.
Okay, sorry.
1978, WKRP in Cincinnati debuted on CBS.
You've got to watch more of that so you get all that right.
I do.
Because that's a great damn show. 1984, Joe Kittinger completed the first solo balloon crossing of the Atlantic Ocean, which makes me think he was just holding on to a balloon, like one balloon and floating. Never mind. I'm weird.
1985, the top 10 list was first done on Late Night with David Letterman.
Oh, the top 10 things that almost rhyme with peas.
Yeah.
I remember that. Jesus, I'm old. 1998, ICANN, responsible for managing the assignment of domain names and IP addresses, was formed.
1997, Ted Turner donated $1 billion to the United Nations.
Must be nice.
Interesting.
And in 2001, the first mailing of the 2001 anthrax attacks was a letter from Trenton, New Jersey. Which is fine because, mail from New Jersey is scary. So, birthdays?
Exhibit's 40 today.
Okay. You seemed very excited by that. Angela Simmons, 27, reality star from Run's House. How could you miss anything from Run's House? It's Reverend Run we're talking about, son.
Right, okay. He has a cooking show now. I kind of threw him on the back.
Allison Lohman, 35. She's from Stuff.
James Marsden, 41. He was Cyclops in all three of the X-Men movies.
Yeah, and he got to be in the Superman movie with Brandon Routh. That went well.
Interesting.
43 years old, Jada Pinkett Smith, Niobe in The Matrix, Gloria in Madagascar, and married to Will Smith, if you have to judge her by her man.
Also 43, Lance Armstrong.
Remember when you used to be able to look up to him? Aisha Taylor's 44, Mother Nature in Santa Claus 2 and 3, and Nancy in Never Die Alone.
Carrie Livgren is 65, singer for Kansas.
You missed Holly Robinson Peete. She's 50 years old. She was from 21 Jump Street.
Oh, man.
You don't even know. You don't even know. You don't care. Go ahead.
No, it's your turn.
Fine. Frankie Avalon is 74, teen idol of the 50s and all the beach party movies with Annette Funicello.
Fred Willard is 75. Hank McDougall on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, he's in a ton of stuff. That man is incredibly funny. Robert Blake is 81 years old. He was Mickey in the R Gang shorts. He was Beretta, and he was tried and acquitted of the 2001 murder of his wife, though he probably did that. Yeah.
Maybe. June Foray is 97.
She is 97.
She is.
Voice of Rocky, Voice of the Rocky, Flying Squirrel. Yeah. She's Natasha, the witch in the Bugs Bunny cartoons. I mean, tons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tons of voices. No longer with us. Born this date in 1961. James Gandolfini, of course, best known as Tony Soprano. And his last film is just in theaters this past week.
He's still not dead.
Well, maybe in your head.
Bob Peppenbrook, voice actor for Power Rangers.
Yeah, cool. 1920, Jack Warden. In a ton of things, The Great Muppet Caper, All the President's Men, While You Were Sleeping, Crazy Like a Fox, tons of stuff.
No longer with us, Charles Veitch, an astronaut.
I don't remember which one he did. 1905, Eddie Anderson, best known for being Rochester in The Jack Benny Show. So, and that's something that's probably not going to be on TV tonight.
Grey's Anatomy is on ABC.
Ooh, it's back. Yay. NBC, A New Biggest Loser, they're rerunning that pilot for The Mysteries of Laura.
You can catch the Helter Skelter episode of The Simpsons on FXX.
Nice, nice. Fox has two reruns of Sleepy Hollow getting us ready because that's going to be back very, very shortly, which we'll talk about soon.
You can catch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Atlanta Falcons on CBS.
Sports Ball! CW with a rerun of Vampire Diaries and the Originals.
ABC Family, Billy Madison.
They're showing that a lot lately.
Right?
AMC American Movie Classics, a John Hughes classic. This is indeed 16 Candles. Featuring Molly Ringwald, sure, but Getty Watanabe is also in there as Long Duck Dong. Automobile.
Friends with Benefits on FX.
Cartoon Network has a new episode of Black Jesus, and I'm telling you, it's a good time.
Ice Lake Rebels on Animal Planet. When did Animal Planet stop being Animal
When did History Channels? IFC's got a new episode of Garfunkel and Oates, and if you're not catching that, you're missing out on good stuff.
Big Daddy on HBO, if you didn't get enough
Adam Sandler tonight.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Channel with a new episode of Haven.
VH1's Dating Naked.
Ooh, sure. Well, Turner Classic Movies, they've got that private dick who loves the chicks. Shaft, you damn right, is on Turner Classic Movies tonight.
It's F'n Science on G4.
Sure. USA Network has the finales for Rush and Satisfaction. Those will both be ending tonight. But if anything, we're going to be watching the Disney Channel because two worlds collide when a shy teenager develops an alter ego that becomes popular on the radio. That's right. Tonight, Debbie Ryan is Radio Rebel.
No blasted lettuce today.
I don't understand what happened to the good movies from Lifetime. Longtime listeners of our fine program remember the insane movies that Lifetime television used to show. And that's just not happening right now.
No.
And that takes care of our mail segment. I guess I should have saved one from yesterday for tonight. But if you'd like to write something in, you by all means can. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Weekend Eve edition, going to wrap itself up in just a moment.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What? Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah!
Woo! Hello there, boys and girls. This is Robert Llewellyn, the actor behind the mask of Crichton from the BBC television show Red Dwarf, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. And you must be very, very clever.
We like to think so. So damn clever. But those brain teasers you send us sometimes, I prefer the mazes that come on the placemats there at the place. Sorry, I'm being silly.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
And there's not enough understanding in the world. There's not enough entertainment in the world. There's not enough education. Well, something that can take care of all of that is Podiobooks.com. Something that's going to offer you all kinds of audio fiction. Oh, you can't afford that? Well, it's free. What do you think about that, Poncho? All kinds of stuff available at Podiobooks.com, including
The Leviathan Chronicles by Krzysztof Laputka. A hidden city called Leviathan lies deep within the dark trenches of the Pacific Ocean. The city is home to a community of immortals that sought to create utopia over 1,000 years ago. For millennia, they lived in peace and secrecy, gently influencing the world events to aid the advancement of mankind. But a terrible secret has been kept deep within the catacombs of Leviathan that threatens the existence of the immortals and quite possibly the entire world.
Dun dun dun. Hell comes with wood-paneled doors. This is an explicit title, so make sure that you're not gathering grandma and the kids around. This is by Christopher Gronlund. When Michael O'Brien and his father James buy a new car just in time for the family summer vacation, James signs over more than the title to his old AMC Gremlin in his rush to buy the brand new Inferno station wagon. Joining them on the trip are Michael's creepy younger siblings, Elvis and Olivia, his overbearing mother, Mary, and her pet chihuahua, Lucky, his backwoods aunt, Margie, and the cremated remains of his grandmother, June, whose dying wish was to have her ashes scattered in the Grand Canyon. Can the O'Briens pull together to defeat the possessed station wagon, or will the forces of evil destroy the family in the process? Find out in this humorous coming-of-age story. You never know what you're going to find. You never know what you're going to find when you take your time and attention over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Wow, you just don't care. You're the Larry Buchanan of podcasting.
I try to get in there.
You try. Do or do not. Do or do not. So, kids, do you miss Matt Smith? You might. The former Doctor Who misses you, which is why he's going to be in a film. Matt Smith has joined the cast of the adaptation of Seth Graeme Smith's satirical novel, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is getting made, and Matt Smith is going to be there. The long-gestating horror comedy finally gets in front of the cameras next week. And Matt Smith's going to play Mr. Collins, a man on the lookout for a wife who proposes to our heroine Liz Bennett, played by Lily James. Of course, the spin on this is that Jane Austen's novel did not have zombies, and this one does.
The European Space Agency has decided they're going to land a spaceship on a comet.
What?
Yes, on November the 11th.
Cue Aerosmith. Sorry.
On November 11th, they're going to deploy harpoons into the head of Rosetta's comet.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I thought there was going to be more.
NASA commented, "It's okay. It's only the tip."
God. Brandon Routh, your former Superman, has confirmed that he's going to be joining a few episodes of Arrow in the third season, playing Ray Palmer, who you might know as the superhero, the Atom, the guy that can change his size, weight, and density, and all kinds of, you know, weird science-y stuff. Routh says he's already shot his first 6 episodes and hasn't yet put on the suit. So they're going to be working their way up to that. Asked how it compares to his Superman Returns costume, he says it's totally different and I haven't been in it yet. I've only seen the drawings. It's a different character and I really can't say too much about what the suit's going to look like. Basically, he's like, how the hell can I compare it? I haven't worn it yet. Brandon Routh, we still love you.
SanDisk has announced the world's biggest SD card at 512 gigabytes.
Oh my, on an SD card.
On an SD card.
Oh Jesus, okay.
$800.
$800. Yeah.
If the $800 is bothersome, you can pick up a 128 gigabyte card for $190.
Well, sure. I mean, that's fair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally fair.
You don't remember what prices of portable memory and stuff was back when they first came out? You'd be stunned.
I kind of jumped into it miraciously in like 2010. I'm here.
Been on this planet 9 years and I've yet to see anything like this. Okay. A group of people from Google have decided that the world needs another search engine. And, well, maybe you do. Because finally, someone's made a porn search engine. Bootigo, that's B-O-O-D-I, capital G-O, Bootigo, is going to do a search, and what it's going to do is find for you legal porn that is virus-free, that does not data mine your computer, and try to get your user information and build like a profile on you. So it's an ethical porn search engine, if you will.
Interesting.
And I don't know too much about it because what do I know about porn search engines? Very, 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 very little. But if you really need something and you want to help try to protect your computer because you don't realize that when you open all those extra windows and click them that you get a virus, then yes, Google's trying to help you with Bootigo. Bootigo is nothing like booty sweat, though I think they should go together. GRD is licensed the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, over on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And we will see you on Finally Frackin' Friday.
You guys are idiots!
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Lex, are you okay?
I don't know. A man and his two children tried to kill me. After the turkeys hit the pavement, the crowd kind of scattered, but some of them tried to attack me. I had to jam myself into a phone booth. Then Mr. Carlson had the helicopter land in the middle of the parking lot. I guess he thought he could save the day by turning the rest of the turkeys loose. It's pretty strange after that.
Oh, it's strange.
Yeah, right.
No, Les, come on now, tell us the rest.
I really don't know how to describe it. It was like the turkeys mounted a counterattack. It was almost as if they were organized. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.